One, two.
You hear the clock ticking?
Tick tock.
You about to stop living?
Tick tock.
I want you to remember me.
Tick tock.
But the dead don't have no memory.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me.
Ain't nobody can hold me.
Ain't nobody control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain.
I'm never ever gonna change.
I'm coming. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. Nobody can control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change. Like Tropicana, I got the juice. All for the leaf, he let the dog loose. Don't make me call up the crew. Now they getting scared, wanna call up a truce. I'm the one like Neil, cocky like Teal. Nobody could guard me like I'm shooting the free throw. This is illegal, my flow is legal. And it's me, it will never be a sequel. See, I'm fly like a pelican, and why I'm here.
How about that music, huh? That's interesting.
I'll be your medicine, and you already know who I'm better than. No doubt,
yeah.
Yep, I'm a veteran, and when done, you gon' think you got ran over by elephants. Since I came, ain't been the same like ever since. And that talking,
so I'm gonna leave that out in the background. I like that.
Nobody can stop. I've never been run over by an elephant before, but I think I'd like to.
Yeah, it definitely would be an interesting experience, right? Something that's like,
yeah. You know, you're probably goddamn dead, but might be a story for your spouse to tell you, or your imaginary girlfriend to tell somebody.
So everything I want, go ahead and give me that. The girl with me, just know that you ain't getting back. No, yeah.
All right, so you know what's funny? The guy who does that song, his rap name is Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker.
Yeah, so it's like SILLKDASHOKER.
Jesus. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting, right? Well, anyway.
I quite enjoyed it. I like the elephant part,
yeah,
man.
It ended up becoming the, for WWE fans out there, it ended up becoming the theme song for MVP. I don't know if you guys remember MVP, but.
He's back again?
That's No, I'm saying, but that was his theme song.
Oh, the tick.
Around,
okay,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sucked anyway.
Yeah.
I remember him.
He wasn't very good, no. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, he tried. We'll give him an A for effort. So we got a big show here today. We got a big, big show here today. Unfortunately, I was a slacker and got Laura the info super late because I had to work last night, so she didn't have the headlines to lead us in today, but she'll have those for every show from here on out. I just didn't
That's
get them
terrible,
to her
man.
Until like, yeah, I just didn't get them to her until like 3 a.m. So, yawning.
Rip Van Leitner probably didn't get the memo either, so.
Yeah, no, probably not. But anyway, I'll let him know when I get on that we won't have those today, but we'll have them for every other show. However, interesting show today. Lot of discussions regarding topics that could be considered controversial. First one is going to be Raiders moving to Vegas. Good move, bad move, indifferent. We're going to talk a little bit about why we feel Raiders moving to Vegas is good, Raiders moving to Vegas is bad. Talk a little bit about a vote, a 10-hour fan vote.
Yeah, I saw that.
A football team in Utah ask if they should sign Greg Hardy. So I think that's interesting. There was 50-50 the other day, but I think that they came out this morning and just said no finally, but we'll get to that. And then the $1 billion concussion settlement, nearly 6 years in the making, is set to so anyway, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you right now, but the concussion thing in the NFL.
No, I hear you. They haven't paid a dime yet.
Well, it's making headway right now. It's making a lot of waves, a lot of noise. And
it's about time.
It's gonna be, yeah, it's going to be something that's going to be very, very interesting. Joe, you hadn't gotten the memo, so I'll let you know now. I was a complete slacker, a complete douchebag, and didn't get Lauren the information until like 3 a.m. last night. So today we won't have the headlines, but we will for every other show that we do. It's just I was completely slipped my mind last night, and then she messaged me, and I was like, oh, crap. And then I got him to her at like 3 o'clock, and then, you know, she didn't realize that, like, in this business, you know, sometimes they'll, like, let's say sometimes it's The show starts at 12:30. Okay, they'll give them to you at, you know, 11:50 and say, hey, get these done for the show. You know, so I mean, the deadline, if she had all morning, but I'm not going to blame her. I'm going to blame me because it's not. It was.
You're damn right.
To her sooner, but I'm just saying,
you're
in
useless.
This business, they give you like 10 minutes to do that stuff, not a whole morning. But regardless.
Right, and she's not
anyway.
And she's not getting paid to do it, so, you know, no big
hey.
Deal.
There he is. Hey,
yeah,
Grandpa,
yeah, yeah.
How's your teeth?
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Did you get your teeth in?
Yes, yeah, they're nice and clean.
Well,
and that's,
sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Thank you.
Could have said it better myself.
My thing here, Joe, we were talking a little bit about, we're going to open with something that's been all over the news lately, national news. Even if you're not a fan of this team, even if you're not a fan of this team, and even if you don't live in this geographical region, and it's also something that gives me an excuse to hit the
touchdown, Raiders!
I love the fact that they're in Vegas.
Yes, well, here's the thing, why? Well, they're not in Vegas for 2 years, first of all. They're not moving until they have a stadium.
Oh, they won't be there in 2020, dude.
Yeah, but the thing is why, okay, just so then tell me, why do you like the Vegas move? I see a lot of positives.
I've always liked the Vegas move,
but I also
move,
see a lot of things going wrong, though. I also see a lot of negatives in this.
Well, you're going to have to educate me on that because I,
yeah,
I don't.
I don't.
There's no rocket science as to why I like it. First of all, I like the NHL Golden Knights franchise that's starting up in Vegas. I like the idea of bringing professional sports to Vegas for years now. Vegas is not. Listen, yeah, there's gambling. The whole gambling thing is a bunch of.
It's not what it used to be, Joe.
It's not what it used to be, bro. Gambling is accessible to all of us online if we want in one form or another. So don't give me this, the proximity of a football team and their games to the strip is going to taint the game. It's going to lead to corruption and no.
Game's already tainted, baby.
Come on, right. I think that's like 30-year-old thinking. That's backward thinking, in my opinion. So that in mind, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital, really, of America in many, many ways. I mean, we have so many other events out there. It's such a great venue. Companies, I worked for several companies that had their conferences out in Las Vegas. We were always like, really? We're going to have our conference out, and like all paid for and everything? You're going to send us to Las Vegas for 5 days for conferences? Hell yeah. Like, it's a really good destination. It needs sports teams. It's a big city. It's growing. It's a culturally relevant city. And, well, it's about 1 million now. It's growing.
No, it's relevant, dude.
625,000 that live there, to be exact. 1 million and out every day for entertainment.
Maybe 1 million was the metro area I was thinking. Well, whatever. It's still
that's
growing, but
area,
it's
yeah.
It's
Clark
cultural.
County. It's right around Clark County.
Right, yeah. There you go. Its cultural significance is more of the – that's growing, too. It's been growing for a couple of decades now. So they really needed a sports team there. It's about entertainment there. Sports are entertainment. Get past the gambling hullabaloo. That's old school thinking, and I think it's the perfect place.
I agree.
Raiders are a perfect match.
Right.
They're kind of the outlaw.
Right.
You know,
they're
they have
the perfect
outlaw
team.
Reputation. Vegas fits them like a glove, I think.
Right. And I don't want to hear this crap about if you have players living there that they're going to turn into alcoholics and all this crap
Come
and they're going to start gambling.
What the hell do you think
they're doing now? Seriously.
Some people may be, though.
Oh, yeah.
Saying the whole freaking team's going to do it, but you can't – so you're – you know, people do it now. Nothing's changed.
You can get just as drunk and just as in trouble any city, in any part of America. Especially when you have the money that these athletes have and the access to partying that these athletes have.
Right. If they
want to
piss away their money, it's their own fault.
Yeah, they'll do it. You know, I don't buy that much either. So.
No, I'm surprised it's taken this long, truthfully. You know, people realize Vegas is not the Vegas in the 50s or 60s where the mob killed you if you lost a hand of poker.
No,
come on. It's 2017, man. You could take your kids to Vegas now, for Christ's sake.
Totally, man. Have you been there, Jeremy? Have you been there?
I never have, but I don't fly because I'm terrified of airplanes.
Are you really?
Yes. It's my one fear. Yep. I know. I don't like that.
He's going to be like John Madden taking a bus around the country.
I would. I took a train to Florida for my honeymoon because I didn't refuse to fly. So, and she wasn't too thrilled, but screw her. No, but I've seen footage and stuff. I've seen things. You know, it's not just a resort for you guys, you know, to get drunk on a bachelor party or something like that. It's family friendly now. They got hotels with pools in them with kids. What happened?
Hey, guys, my attention flipped out there back. So sorry. Go ahead, Jeremy.
No, it's like it's a family friendly thing now. It's like they can, if players want to go out there, they can live. Their families can live there now, for Christ's sake. I'm over this bullshit gambling crap. Gambling is a part of sports. It's been a part of sports since the 1900s. I mean, the freaking World Series rigged in the 1900s, for Christ's sake.
And now that the NFL practically subsidizes DraftKings and FanDuel.
Yes.
I mean, you know, with their advertising.
Can I ask you a question then? Wasn't it not, 18 months ago that our buddy here, Tony Romo, tried to hold a fantasy football camp, told no because it promotes a gambling atmosphere, which is banned by the league. And
I didn't know that.
Hypocrisy.
You know,
absolute baloney hypocrisy, bro. That's the NFL.
Yeah,
welcome to the NFL with their unfair levels of
this
double
league
standards.
Is going down the tubes fast, by the way.
Here's my thing. If any outside gambling, like for instance the fantasy football camp that Romo wanted to hold, and he was told no. If it's any, you know, sort of gambling that's not within the front offices of the NFL, well then obviously they can't do it. But here's my thing: it's banned by the league. You go to the gambling capital of the I don't know where that came from. You go to the gambling capital of the world. And all of a sudden, you're putting the players, the fans, the coaching staff, the owners into the opportunity to gamble. Now, they don't care if you go and you play poker and you do the slots and you do this. But think about it. Legal gambling.
What the hell's different? That's still gambling, too.
No, hold on. Legal gambling is, you know, all over the place now. FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever.
What the hell is illegal gambling then? Craps? Give me a break.
Well, no, I'm saying legal gambling is like, you know, you go to a casino, you sit down at the table, you gamble. The illegal gambling, I'm talking about bookies, okay, which is what, and let's be honest, 90% of sports betting is done through bookies, okay? So people don't go to casinos and sit in front of big TVs and bet on sports games anymore like they did in the 1950s. They all do them through their bookie, it's all cash exchange in and out, and it's whatever. So now you're putting a franchise, which is known to have a rough and tumble fan base, a lower income fan base, and a passionate diehard fan base. All three of those combinations together in a city that doesn't want football. This city doesn't want football because they want a football team.
Oh, please. You really believe that they don't want them? I don't buy that for a second.
Yes. Well, it's not that they don't want them, and it's not that they're saying no. I think that they want a team because they want to have a team in Vegas to say that they have a team in Vegas. Okay, but I don't think that there's any passion there like there would be with the Raiders. If you're going to move a team to Vegas, move the Jaguars. Move, you know, a team nobody cares about. But this Raiders team is one of the
most
passionate
fan bases
in Oakland.
So you think they're not
going to
develop a
fan
base? Dude, California's not that far from Vegas, dude. Their fans are still going to flock to
Oakland
this team.
Is.
Oakland's not that
far.
What is that, four hours?
It's a 9-hour drive and an hour and a half flight. 2-hour flight.
Do you know how passionate Raiders fans are? You think they're not going to come to these games? I don't believe that for a second.
But the income level of this fan base, we're not talking about the Chargers here, okay?
This is true.
I don't want to say poor, but it's a middle class fan base.
Yeah.
And
what do you think they're
going to
charge for tickets? $1,000 a head? Their initial teams, if they're smart, they're not gonna make people spend $7,500 on a damn ticket, man. This isn't the Super Bowl, for Christ's sake.
Everything is expensive in Vegas. And I'm telling you right now, Raiders fans eventually are going to not be able to get to the games. I'm just telling you that's gonna happen because these players
are gonna
lay the hell up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be luxury boxes. There's gonna be luxury boxes. Expensive everything. It's gonna be
all price, Vegas. Yep.
Ticket prices are gonna. It's gonna be a spectacle. Okay. That's what Vegas is. It's a spectacle.
Exactly.
The whole thing
totally
is
on point, Chris. It's gonna be a spectacle. Perfectly said. The only thing that's not gonna be Vegas about it is I think I read that there's not gonna be any like gaming machines in the venue, in the stadium. No like slot machines, video poker. None of that crap. I don't think they're allowing any direct gambling on site. Now,
it would be super awesome
if they did. They would have the world's best sports book, probably. That would be intense, but
yeah.
I don't think they're allowing that. I think the NFL is drawing the line.
Stupid. The NFL is stupid, but they're not that dumb.
But here's another thing. So I understand why they do the move. I mean, you look at the stadium. They weren't getting any money from the city, any help from the city at all. Okay.
Well, it's because they're sharing with the A's, man. That's a joke.
Well, I know, but I'm saying when it rained, it leaked in the press room.
Oh,
when it rained really bad, it would back up the sewage in the locker rooms. They've had several times inside the stadium.
Yeah, you mean?
Yeah, the
Oakland,
yeah.
That's where they play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, the stadium's old. I get that. I understand that. But if you're going to move them, okay, see, what I don't understand is why can't you go somewhere, you know, San Jose or something. Go somewhere that's relatively close to the Bay Area, relatively. That's still nice, that you can still hold a stadium. That,
because they don't
know,
want
city,
them
city
there.
Would love to
this,
have it.
No, they don't. They're not,
they didn't look there. The only place
of course
they
didn't look there. They went where
the
money is. You're not going to – that's the probably thing. San Jose, how long is it going to take you think you're going to get money from that city and town for taxes and stuff to pay for the stadium? That'll take years. But Vegas, you can do it right away, dude.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but it's more the fact that, you know, Vegas, this Raiders team in Vegas is going to be a spectacle. I already read to you guys what the mayor said about wanting to change the name and colors. I mean, that's not going to happen. But that's what Vegas.
You do
does.
That, and it's done, dude.
I'm sorry, what did he want to change the name to, Chris?
Oh, I didn't read that to you, but the petition to change. Here, I'll
yeah, you read that to me.
I'm
not sure if he's ever heard it.
I missed it. Yeah.
Not sure if Joe ever heard it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
I've heard it,
bro.
Raiders name and colors. Here, let me type this bad boy in. So, there was a petition that went out. I'll get to the petition in 1 second, though. Is this Bill we got on the line?
Hello, am I on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jesse from Long Island.
Jesse, what's going on?
What's up, Jesse?
What's up, man? The Raiders are moving to Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
2020, they'll officially be there.
Wow. I hate it.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either. I like when
it's all money,
a team. Yeah, I like when a team, you know, exhausts all options to stay where they're at. But, you know, my point, Jesse, was if you're going to move a team, you know, how you moved the Rams to L.A. because they weren't getting support, how you moved the Chargers to L.A. because they weren't getting support, the Jaguars can't fill a stadium, you know. My thing is move a team like that. Move a team like that
this
because
has
the
been
Raiders
since
mandate sells out
20s,
every game.
Though.
Every game.
This has been since the 20s, though, or 20s, 30s, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I told them. Black
the
Sox.
Dodgers, Dodgers moved over to L.A. Dodgers was originally in New York team.
Yep, Brooklyn.
Yeah,
well,
the Brooklyn
that's
Dodgers.
True. Yes.
They went for the money.
It,
that was money too, man.
They did, but the thing is like in this day and age, it's not the same as when they moved. In this day and age,
yeah.
you've got you know,
it's
worse now. You've got
fan
bases. Yeah, it's definitely different. But I mean, listen, the Chargers. Nobody cared about the Chargers in San Diego. Put the Chargers in Vegas.
You're right.
Okay?
They're gonna move them there.
With the Rams.
But
I thought
Oakland had one of the biggest fan bases of all time.
They do.
The stadium's a joke. That's the problem. If their stadium was up to par because they share it with the Athletics, then I don't think they would move. The stadium's not state of the art. It's a dump.
I heard you don't even walk in Oakland if you're not a Raiders fan.
Yeah, they'll shoot you in the street, dude, if you got another jacket on.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the roughest fan bases or one of the roughest stadiums to go to wearing another team's jersey, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a passionate, fabulous fan base. Thing is,
like
Jeremy was saying, Chris, the stadium does not provide. Not only does it not provide all of the creature comforts that the players and fans expect in this day and age, it doesn't have the financial setup with luxury boxes that the new stadiums do that provide a huge amount of revenue to teams and the league. So they need a new stadium is really what is generating this. It's a shame.
Right.
Oakland fans deserve a team. They do because they are passionate.
Hell, they've been trying for years to get a new stadium.
Passionate.
The Athletics have trying to get a new stadium just by themselves so the Raiders could have it, and they won't do it. The government, their government down there don't want to spend the money, so it's their own fault. To hell with them.
Essentially, it is. I mean, Boston had a similar situation when the Patriots, after Bob Kraft bought them, he wanted to get a new stadium.
Yep.
Thank you. The stadium here was garbage. It was like a glorified high school football bleacher field. I mean, really, I'm not even kidding.
Can I say something too? Like you?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just finishing. You know, and it worked out. They built it here, but he leveraged Connecticut with the stadium deal. So it's these moves are all about the stadium and what the government can come through with.
See, but the stadium's what it's all about. The stadium is what holds the memories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, sure.
That's
why everybody loves the
new
Cowboy Stadium. It's a freaking it's like a fortress, man.
But I remember going to Shea Stadium when Pedro Martinez first came to the Mets. And I remember going to Shea Stadium when Aaron Hellman pitched the one hitter. And I was front row for that. And then City Field kind of took it away from me. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we have Fenway Park here in Boston. That's where I live. I mean, the memories of being at Fenway Park, I'll never, ever, forget. And if that stadium ever goes away, it'll be devastating for the region. That said, sometimes the realities of money and space and modern amenities – do dictate that teams have to move, but you're right.
You're right.
The memories are still in that old place, and it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. It certainly is.
Absolutely.
I'm a Boston fan too, by the way.
Smart
guy.
On
Long Island.
Love to
Smart
hear
guy.
It.
On Long Island. Oh, Jesse, you're killing me, man. You're
Chris,
me.
Shut up, Chris.
Right,
you're an idiot.
Continue. By all means,
I'll tell you why I became a Boston fan. I'll tell you why
I love
became
it.
A Boston.
I want to hear this. Chris, shut up and listen.
Real quick. What's up?
I was such a Mets fan, and all I grew up with was Yankees. Yankee this, Yankee that. And I was a diehard Mets fan. And I was like, you know what? I'm rooting for the Red Sox now. Fuck you guys.
I love it. I love this guy. This guy's smart, man.
Jesse, I got something for you. We gotta jump into this and other topics here. Thanks for the call, but I got something for you before you go. Hang on 1 second. Here
Vera is set. And here's the payoff.
There we go.
Going on and right to the second. Cano
Fields throws
the ball.
8 years ago. 8 years ago, shithead.
Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
I'll tell you what.
Anyway,
you cut him off in his Yankees rant.
What'd you do that for?
Give it an anti-Yankees rant.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a jerk.
Of course it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Not,
yeah.
You're a sore loser, Nick.
listen, not only is it that, but we got it. You know, we got stuff to do. I mean, he called. He had his question, and whatever. It's good. Like I mean, I hope he keeps listening, but we got stuff to finish here. So the
he ain't gonna listen anymore. You cut him off, you dick.
I'm sure he'll be. I didn't know he was talking. I thought it was you again. I tried to mute you.
Liar.
But anyway,
lies.
I really did. I really did. I tried to mute you so you could hear the World Series over thing. Anyway, Joe.
Yeah, I heard it.
Eight years ago. There was a petition going on that will be delivered to Mark Davis. Okay, and it was written by Colleen Bralini. Okay, who is a political figure in the city of Los Angeles. Las Vegas is what I meant. Sorry.
Okay.
In the city of Las Vegas.
Just
this
get to the damn story.
It's got 454 signatures on it right now. Okay. It says there is a chance that the Oakland Raiders might relocate to our wonderful city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Most of our citizens would be overjoyed to have an NFL team in our town. Our town with everything is missing a our town, which has everything, is missing a professional sports team, and moving the Raiders here would be a dream come true. But we are asking for the name of the team and the colors to be changed, perhaps voted on or by some countywide contest. The signees of this petition do not care at this time what color name is chosen, as long as we rid the team of the silver, black, and the Raider name. This is Las Vegas. We want a fresh start. We want a fresh team. We want to start our own legacy, not be part of somebody else's. Thank you. That is the petition.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, by the way, but it ain't going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. You know,
they're not just going to get a fresh team out of nowhere because it makes the league uneven for teams. And please
petition, petition, letition, blah blah.
Unless he has 5 billion people signing that thing. Nobody's going to give a shit. Please.
Well, ditto. Here's my thing about the Raiders. Okay, it's like
here we go.
Yeah, Jesse brought up a good point. You guys brought up good points. But if you're going to move a team, move a Jacksonville Jaguar team who nobody cares about. Nobody goes to the games.
Got a new stadium, Jacksonville. They're not going anywhere.
I'm just saying, move a Chargers team who didn't get support in San Diego. Move them to Vegas. Move the Rams to Vegas. Right now, the Chargers are going to be playing in like a 20,000-seat stadium.
Chris,
for the first
they don't
three
want
years.
Those teams. It's the Raiders. It's the name, dude. You think
exactly.
They care about the Chargers who have never won a Super Bowl and they smell the playoffs? Are you kidding me? This is one of the faces of the
Raiders
NFL franchises, dude.
Classic,
that's why
man.
They're going
had,
there.
I think it had nothing to do with that. I think Vegas would take
yes,
anything
it did.
The NFL was willing to bring
oh,
in.
Oh, no,
I
disagree.
No other team looked at Vegas. Raiders are the only ones who ever looked at Vegas. So I don't think
they
it's
didn't
bad.
Want
any, I think it's,
you, nobody wants the Rams. Nobody wants the freaking Chargers. Please.
Yeah, but why would you want the Raiders? They haven't done anything since they choked against Tom Brady in 2002.
The Raiders have been other than that, the last couple of years have been one of the most successful franchises
maybe
in the NFL.
The last 15 years doing nothing until this past year. I mean,
it's better
than the
Rams have been okay.
Having,
the Rams were good for 3 years and they were garbage. The Chargers have been terrible forever.
Other than having players get arrested. And you know, just have a string of controversies within the organization.
Chris, this isn't your daddy's Raiders anymore. They're a totally different team now. They're not all getting busted every day. They got kids like Carr in there now.
I'm just telling you now. It'll be fun for 2 years. Okay, Vegas will get bored with it. I'm just telling you, Vegas is going to get bored with it. There will not be any local Raiders fans. Who are fans of the team? Okay, there's going to be a bunch of people there from Oakland, the rough and tumble people there from Oakland. Okay, and there's going to be problems. There's going to be fights. There's going to be issues. I'm just telling you, there's going to be issues.
Well, you know what?
Fights. There's going to be that rowdy
so
crowd.
What?
And
it happens
Vegas
all the time. It's not like it's never happened before.
You,
so
Vegas is going to get bored with it once Raiders fans are no
I
longer
disagree.
Able. Once Raiders fans are no longer able to afford tickets, it's going to be a mostly empty stadium.
Yeah, but
no
you
way.
Realize – hold on a
no
second.
Way.
You realize how big Vegas is for tourists? you think the tourists come there maybe once a year aren't going to spend money if they're there on a Sunday to see a football game?
15, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to plan their vacations.
Don't tell me that nobody's going to go there because that's a bunch of bullshit, all right?
That's going to be one of the things they do when they go to Vegas.
Yes.
The Raiders.
It's a professional football game. You think they're going to care who's playing if there's a tourist? They're going to be there to see the game.
If I'm going to Vegas, I'm not watching another team. I'm not going to a game if it's not the Cowboys, okay, if they're not playing there.
If you're a fan of the team, that's different. But if you're not a fan, they're not going to care.
They're just going to an NFL game.
Do you know what the NFL fan base is like? The NFL fan base is so diehard. If you're an NFL fan, you're an NFL fan of a team. If you're an NFL fan, you don't care about sports or you don't care about football. You're not going to go to a game anyway. So, like, I don't see how this is so hard to understand.
I see your point, but Chris, you said it earlier. It's going to be a spectacle.
Yes. People are going to want to go to that spectacle.
That stadium, they're not going to care about the money. You're right about the viewing thing. People are still going to go there to see the spectacle of this football team in Las Vegas. It's going to be on their agenda. From September through the end of December, Sundays in Las Vegas are going to be a whole new thing. People are going to base their vacations to Vegas around that game.
Yep.
That's going to be part of their agenda.
And if they have their favorite team coming in there to play Oakland,
it's going to be a dynamic event that you want to go to. It's not just going to be a football game. It's going to be a football game in Las Vegas, done up in Las Vegas fashion, like Cirque du Soleil. I don't know. They're going to do something. They're going to make it more than just your average football game.
What did you expect to happen here? It's 2017, okay? Things are different now. You know, teams are moving because they can't afford stadiums. They can't afford to pay for it. They want to build them there. Who cares? I don't see what the big deal is here. It's not like they're not – if you think they're not going to draw fans, then apparently you haven't been watching the NFL, for Christ's sake. It's not Jacksonville where they black out TV games because there's no crowds. You know how many people – Las Vegas is the perfect spot for these teams. You don't think people from, like, New Mexico or the Dakotas up there won't want to take a ride down there from California? You think they're not going to take a ride down to Vegas to see a game if they're that close? Please.
I don't. I wouldn't.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, but I think that there are so many other things to do in Vegas that football is just – I mean, it's going to be a novelty for 2 years, and then they're going to get bored with it. I'm just telling you. It's going to happen.
I don't understand how they're going to get – how you think they're going to get bored with it. That doesn't make any sense. It's an NFL franchise. How are you going to get bored with it?
I'm telling you.
What the hell is that?
Joe, is that you?
Joe! Damn it. Damn, he's got his hearing aid out again. What the hell is that?
That actually is exactly what it sounds like.
I know. I'm telling you. What the hell is that?
Joe and it went away. Look at that.
Yeah. That's all. What do you expect? Look, I'm telling you, Chris, they're not going to get bored with it. It's going to become the place to be. And if this team starts winning, you're telling me that nobody's going to flock there? Come on. You really believe that? I can't believe you would think that. The diehard fans are going to go, dude, okay, no matter what. But now this is a market. This is an untapped market, which you don't understand, is the resources and the money and the people that are going to flock to this shit. It'll be unbelievable. I can't believe you don't see that.
I mean, I see it. I just don't like it. I don't like the bureaucracy of it. I think that all options should have been exhausted to keep arguably the passionate fan base in the NFL right at home for them. Because think about it this way, too. They're taking Golden State from them. The Warriors are building that fancy new stadium over there in San Francisco. So they're losing that. I mean, I know that's closer.
Well, whose fault is
that?
Chris, if the state doesn't want to pay, if the city doesn't want to pay for it, that's the city's fault, not the fans' fault. Their taxes are going to this stuff. They should put up a bigger stink about it. It's their own fault.
Yeah, I suppose.
Come on, that Oakland Stadium has been like that since I was a kid, dude. When the A's were playing the Raiders, like 80, 89, places never, they've never done anything to it. It's a joke. It's their own faults for not fixing it. And don't tell me they couldn't have, because I don't buy it.
I don't know. Maybe they could have been there. Joe, are you back with us now?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you fix your hearing aid, by the way? Jeez.
Did you guys see my message on Facebook? Need to heat my coffee for 3 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, I got that, but you made some stupid noise on your phone or whatever.
Yeah,
I
didn't mute the my headphone. That was
mistake, your hearing aid fell out.
Oh, yeah, that too. What? Huh?
That's funny because that's exactly what it sounded like.
It really did.
So, guys, speaking of football and speaking of
here we go.
Small-time football in small cities, which was completely sarcastic because Vegas is huge. But the Salt Lake City Screaming Eagles, okay, Salt Lake Screaming Eagles, the Indoor Football League, okay, had a 10-hour fan vote the other day asking whether or not the team should sign former NFL defensive end Greg Hardy. Apparently, that was yesterday, ended in a 50-50 tie. Apparently today, they revoted and it ended in no, they should not. Results on the team's app, which the fans use to vote. Now this is really weird. Check this out, how this works. Results on the team's app, which fans use to vote to call plays during the games for the Salt Lake Screaming Eagles. So they have their plays listed, and the fans can vote on which one they should call next. That's really weird. It says, it was a virtual 50-50 tie. The team announced that 50.1% of the voters were against Hardy being offered a contract. Now, I don't know how that's possible. If it's a 50-50 tie, what
the hell?
Yeah, it says, it was a virtual 50-50 tie Wednesday. But the team announced Thursday that 50.1% of the voters were against Hardy being offered a contract. There's somebody's pulling strings politically here. Okay.
Yes.
It says the Screaming Eagles had posted a notice to fans saying that Hardy wanted to play for the team. They asked fans on whether they should sign Hardy, the former Pro Bowler. It says, we understood this fan vote to sign Greg Hardy would be controversial, but we believe in empowering fans to make the final decision, the right decision, said the team in a statement. We stand behind what was agreed upon and what's best for the team's future success. So, it says, a person with knowledge of the team's discussions with Hardy told ESPN that if the fans had supported the addition, Hardy would have been activated immediately and played in Friday's game against the Colorado Crush at the Maverick Center.
Okay. Thank God.
So,
thank God.
My thing is, why is he being completely blackballed?
Are you joking? Chris, you're joking, right?
He's
are you serious?
He's
Chris, let me take this one. Hold on.
Okay.
Chris, I don't know what goddamn planet you're living on this world, but any piece of shit asshole that beats up a woman just because he thinks he can has no rights to me, should never, ever be allowed to play a sport ever again, and to be taken to a tree, beaten with a bag of oranges by every person that wanted to, and every woman in this world could give a free chance to spit on him. Wake up,
whoa.
Chris. Wake up.
Wow. That's some that was
so I'm sorry. I don't understand how you can lay a hand on a woman. Disgusting.
Are you putting Ray Rice in the same category?
Yes. I think what Ray Rice did was worse, for what I could see.
I never saw what Hardy did.
Rice cold clocked her.
Greg Hardy's not even that good anymore, though, bro.
Right.
He was never that good, dude.
You know how easy it is to be a Pro Bowler, for Christ's sake? I can be a Pro Bowler in the NFL. Please. Please.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little.
Joe, take over, buddy. Take over.
ProFootballReference.com on Greg Hardy. Well, the thing is, he was good for a little bit there, right?
For what?
He was
four games?
On the Panthers or something?
Yeah,
let's
four
see,
games.
Let's see. He played in Carolina for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for 6 seasons. He played five full seasons. Let's see, how many sacks? Well, he had 11 sacks and 15 sacks at age 25, year 2013. on the Carolina Panthers. The next season, he was injured. Then he went to Dallas, where he had six sacks in 12 games. How many tackles did he have?
Who cares?
He had 23 tackles. He never amounted to much with tackles.
Right.
For 2 years in Carolina, he was a presence at getting after the quarterback. That's really about it. He had 41 tackles in those 2 years. Not great numbers there. So he really, listen, he was a talented guy who showed a lot of promise at age 23 and 24, 25 there, okay? And then it blew up. And then when he went on the field with Dallas, he was not nearly as good, and his career is over. So his last instance in the NFL was a pretty mediocre to shitty performance with Dallas. And then the massive amount of baggage, which Jeremy just outlined, that I'm sorry, man. If a team takes him on, all those pictures that we saw of his girlfriend, all the bruises. All that shit is going to come back up. And it's just nasty. You know, the thing about Ray Rice, you want to compare it? And we saw Ray Rice cold clock his fiance. And that was ugly.
But Hardy did was worse.
I didn't see Hardy beat his girlfriend up. But I almost think what Hardy did was worse. I really do. I get a sense that Ray Rice lost his temper and popped his girlfriend. He's an asshole. He deserves everything that he's got coming him and more. He deserves everything he got, Ray Rice did.
I'll tell you something, Joe.
Ray Hardy,
you know what surprises me, Joe?
Though. Yeah.
You know what surprises me? Listen, you're talking about Utah, dude. This is the Mormon capital of the world,
good point,
dude,
bro.
Where,
well,
you know,
is it...
maybe not.
Here's the thing. Their treatment of women can be a little different in that part of the world.
Right.
They,
I mean, I get that part.
20 of them.
Right. But I don't imagine them condoning what he did.
No,
I'm just surprised because
I
feel like they're all religious over there. And, you know, they're big into religion and gods and like that. And, you know, God would
not
want them to.
Yeah, beating up women, really.
So
that's
I'm actually surprised
thing, yeah.
that this will be the team that would go after him. That actually
yeah,
surprised me
I
the
think
most.
So, too. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't line up right. Yeah.
Something
this
stinks
guy,
here.
He's a sick individual, bro. He really
and
is.
And let
hard.
Me tell you
I
something.
Mean,
what good does this signing do? Does this say we can give wife beaters or girlfriend beaters a second chance? What message does it send? First of all,
really.
this is the worst demotion ever. This is an indoor football team that nobody's gonna care about. I mean, come on, please. It's not like he's playing the CFL where he's kind of relevant. I couldn't even name an indoor football team because I don't watch it. And you really think that Greg Hardy is going to put asses in the seats? Please.
Actually, you know what, though, Jeremy? I have to disagree with you on that. He will.
Actually, he might. Yeah, he might. In the short term,
you know.
Well, I hope when the people see what he's done, yeah, then you can kiss those seats goodbye.
It'll be just like Vegas. He'll put him in for the short term. People get bored.
I was
going to
say that.
Here we go.
Short term versus Vegas.
Yep.
Here we go.
So, Chris, you're taking stances today that Jeremy and I are
I'm stunned.
Completely against.
I think he's
an
idiot.
You're very contrarian today, my friend.
He's a conducian.
I think the dude, first of all, he got acquitted, okay? I understand.
Oh, so what?
Hold on, I understand.
Because she didn't testify against him. You think he's going to testify against him? She's scared shitless.
I understand it was a settlement, and he paid her off, and she didn't go to court, and all this other stuff. Okay, but legally speaking, the man was acquitted. Okay, so there's technically no charges. There's technically no anything. That's almost like saying, you know, that's almost like at this point, we all know he did it, but it's like it's just speculation.
You're gonna say OJ
at this point?
I'm gonna say OJ.
Unbelievable. Not even close.
Same thing.
Not even, yeah.
We know that OJ did it, but legally
you're
speaking,
goddamn right.
OJ didn't do it. Same thing with Greg Hardy. We know Greg Hardy did it. Legally speaking, Greg Hardy didn't do it.
Okay, you know what? I will agree with you. They're both monsters then.
Good. Legally, then we can kick the shit out of them, and then we can't get arrested for it, so screw them.
But my point is, the guy paid his dues.
I made that up. The guy
paid his dues. I understand Ray Rice.
Oh, don't give me that shit. He paid his dues. He didn't pay nothing.
I didn't see any of the dues.
If he wanted his dues paid, he would be working every day at a woman's shelter clinic, or he would be on TV promoting against domestic violence every day. Just one time doesn't mean shit. Please.
Hey, here's a question. If that video of him popping his wife, if that had happened 6 years ago, would Ray Rice be back on the field?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
He would be, wouldn't he?
It's the time. The sign of the times. You're absolutely right.
Ray Rice should be back on the field now. Okay.
Think
Ray
so.
Rice,
he was starting to fade, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he's done. He's not coming back.
The fact of the matter is this. No charges were pressed. Okay. It happened in an elevator. She married him 2 weeks later. And it was one of those things where got drunk, lost his temper, one quick punch. Yeah, okay, I understand he's so much bigger and stronger than her. What? Okay, fine. But she didn't press charges. She's all about it. She's supporting him. It's not like she's running away cowering, saying, he's a monster.
Right.
He does this all the time. You need to help
him.
Yeah,
she's not
she's
suing
him
for him
saying,
things.
No, she's saying that this was a one-time thing. He was a little intoxicated. It happened that she had gotten on his case, and she understands, blah, blah, blah. What happened to Ray Rice? Okay, not only did he lose his NFL thing, they took his statue down outside Baltimore Stadium. He lost his Rutgers. Rutgers took everything down.
That's got to be
out of the
worst.
Record books. His high school in New Rochelle took all of his plaques down, his state title jersey down, his everything. He's been completely blackballed, his high school, his college, and his NFL, for a wife who supports him and says, hey, listen, it's not a big deal. I egged it on, like, you know, he's not blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we're going to blackball Greg Hardy for that reason. I mean, for Ray Rice for that reason. If you look at Greg Hardy, a guy like Greg Hardy, okay, I understand why, but it's in a way, you're going to allow Ben Roethlisberger to play when he had sexual crimes, three of them, against
women. I'll tell you, Chris,
women,
I don't want to stir up the pot here,
what's
Chris.
What's that magic word?
But I think
what's that
magic
word? Acquitted.
Race.
It could be.
Unfortunately,
it could very well be.
I'm telling you, I hate using
that
card, but I'm telling you, I think that has a lot to do with, which is bullshit, number
unfortunately,
one.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid
but
you're right.
But that's the damn
and
problem.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Roethlisberger pretty much raped the – I don't care what anybody says. I'll say this on the air. Pretty much raped the girl in the bathroom of a nightclub and didn't do a damn thing about it.
Well, hold on a second. Didn't Kobe Bryant – would you say Kobe Bryant and Ben Roethlisberger were in similar situations?
Yes,
yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
No. Because
well,
no, because
Bryant's there was more of a big deal because it was Kobe Bryant, dude.
Right,
but
as far
much,
as like
Bryant,
what was as far as what
Bryant
happened
was a money grab. Bryant was a money grab. Bryant was
I agree
Bryant
with Chris.
Was a consensual Bryant was a consensual hookup where
yeah,
the woman
okay.
realizes
yeah.
oh yeah and she realizes, oh shit, this is Kobe Bryant. I can
you
get
bet.
Money for this if I scream yep. rape. Okay.
And
you're
she
sure
did.
Of
that's
that.
Different.
I remember everything, but we're sure of
yeah.
that, huh? I mean,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
it came out,
that's,
sort of that
that's
shit
what we're
you
sure
dropped the charges and all that.
Kobe
stuff.
Bryant didn't
yeah.
rape
yeah.
that broad, okay? That was consensual.
No, no, no.
I agree.
It was a consensual
okay.
hookup.
Fair
it was a money grab.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger
made an uncomfortable sexual advance towards these women three times.
Okay.
Or twice
yeah.
or whatever.
So they're not in the
okay.
same league. Okay. I just wanted to draw a line there with race, you know, and see if if we're being
yeah. I hate saying that. But, you know, I think it really does play into it, which is sad.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how we judge people by the color of their skin, which
Jeremy,
is the most ridiculous thing ever.
You're saying that if Greg Hardy and Ray Rice were white, they'd be playing right now?
I'd hate to say it, they might be.
I think there's a much better chance that they would be.
I think they would.
Sadly
enough. I think the public would forgive them more, which is bullshit, if you ask me. This is what I'm talking about, why we have to bring this up. I'm so tired of this race bullshit. You know, it's never going to end because this country will never – well, there's always going to be racism in this country, and it's never going to end, which is sad and pathetic to me. And they're going to keep having stuff like this. So get used to it.
Yeah.
I hate using that card. I hate using that card when it comes to this.
But quite frankly,
it's true.
But the thing is, it's accurate, Jeremy. You know, when you use it in the right situation where you're analyzing something and you see a double standard and it does look like it's based on race lines, well, you got to call it out. That's not really
absolutely.
Using the race card in the way that, you know, people use the race card as a
leverage.
I'm
not trying to start
point.
A freaking race war here. I'm just saying I think it's disgusting that we have to go by that.
And it's not, you're not using it as an excuse or anything like that. But I think you're just analyzing that we do as a mass public tend to give breaks to white people more than we do to black people, and it
which
sucks,
I don't understand.
Dude.
I mean,
it sucks.
You know, I don't. You know, if people need, you know, if we're living in the 50s, 60s, this you can imagine what that happened back then. I mean,
right.
I think it'd been worse. They probably would have got killed back then. But now it's like They're a little bit more tolerant of it now, but forget it, man. Forget
Listen, you know, compare the 50s. Listen, blacks, minorities have much greater rights these days, and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
I hear you.
But I'm not so sure we're any better off in 2017 than we were in 1957.
I agree with you.
You know, there's more legal protections and there's more, you know, there's more lip service and there's more awareness and all that stuff.
We're
but
more tolerant, Joe, of homosexuality nowadays than race.
You know, but I do think the racial division in this country defines so much of what happens down to what we're talking about today. And that's
which is a damn it's a damn shame to me. Damn shame.
How long until we see a transgender NFL player? How long do you think it'll be until we see a transgender NFL
player? Oh, man, I don't know. Probably not too long, man. 3 to 5 years?
7 minutes.
Soon.
Can you imagine what that's going to do, by the way?
I just
that's
going to
be
man?
A – I don't. But I think is anybody going to care by then? Like, are we really going to care if they have a penis or vagina? I don't care. As long as they can catch a football, who cares?
The only reason I will care is if they have to make special rules where you can't hit the person the same way.
Oh, right. You're right.
He's so open arms about that shit.
Then the NFL is done, dude. They're done if they got to do that crap.
That's the only way I would care. Yeah.
I don't really care if a transgender person goes out there and plays.
No,
I
don't
care.
Like, if
you're a football
player,
go play, whatever. But, yeah,
but they
got to
abide by the same rules as everybody else. I'm sorry.
Exactly. You know? And you know what?
That's a chance you take, Joe.
What, I'm all fine with the whole lesbian thing, the gay thing, all that stuff, the bisexual.
Right.
Do your thing. You be you. I'll be me. You be you in this life. And I'm fine with that. That's how it is. I don't care. I don't look down on you. You live your life. I don't care. Whatever. I don't like transgender shit, though. I really don't. I think you're born with as a man or a woman. Yeah, medically there are situations where you have both reproductive organs like that. But you know what? You're either born with a penis or you're born with a vagina, all
right?
And you're a man or you're a woman. So you know it's all this identity crap. I don't know if look between your legs. That tells you what you are. You know,
transgender women, and I'm gonna put women in air quotes. Transgender women are winning all of these contests. You see all these different things that are being won by them right now? And it's funny because
athletically?
Athletically. Yeah, all these weightlifting contests and wrestling things and like
men turn into
everything.
Women, you mean, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, of course. Yep.
Now,
and how many people are doing it just to get that advantage? I'm sure there's a
handful. I don't think they're doing it for an advantage, Joe.
There's that, but then there's also
I say did,
there's
and I think that's
that,
despicable.
Well, there's also
that
wrestler we talked about
far.
In Texas. There's that high school wrestler in Texas we were talking about who was transitioning from a woman to a boy and is still wrestling in the women's division. A lot of these are women that are turning into men, but they're still competing in the women's division. Which has a lot of people up in arms as well.
Yeah, well, they're juiced up on testosterone. They're stronger, faster, bigger. That's not right either.
Yeah.
See, this transgender shit. You're agender for however many years, 200, 300,000 years that man has been on this planet. There's been men and there's been women. Now, in this advanced stage, we decide we can be whatever we want. No, you can't. You're either a man or a woman. Stick with it and live with it and deal with it.
You know what I don't understand? This transgender stuff. No, I agree with him a little bit.
That's stuck
into
my skin, to be honest.
But this transgender stuff, wouldn't that used to be called a goddamn sex change? Like, why are we calling this transgender? If you want to become a woman, well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to become a woman and you're a guy, then that's a sex change. There's no transgender bullshit.
Right, you're not kind of... There's a period where you're taking hormones and doing the surgeries where you're actually changing. I guess that would be the period of trans. Because trans.
Yeah, but then once it passes, you're a different gender.
Exactly. Once it's done, you're a dude or a girl now. I don't like the fact that you changed.
I don't like using that word. I think it's derogatory. I don't understand how we use it.
I think you're either a man or a woman. If you make the change, then I'll call you a man. Then fine.
Yep. You're damn right.
No, you have,
like, I don't know what else to call you.
Legs. Okay, you're a guy. All right. You weren't once. You are now. Fine.
I don't know what we call Chris after he gets done with this. Christina?
Call him a hermaphrodite.
You got that
hermaphrodite.
Right.
Hermaphrodite.
Chris, when you make this change, your neck still going to be fat, or how's that going to work?
I don't know. I saw that picture on Facebook.
Oh, my God. My God, that picture. Chris, that was you in like 2 minutes, man.
What's the name of the baby? What's the due date?
Oh, man.
Oh, I know, right? Fucking A, man.
Time to go on a spring diet.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, I have a grinds my gears thing about baseball before we – can we talk about it real quick?
What's that?
Well,
yeah, man.
I have a grinds my gears about my favorite team in the world, by the way.
Yankees?
My
Boston Red Sox?
No, not the Yankees, you little prick. Yeah, I have a problem with the Red Sox, what they're doing.
Take me off, bro. Better be careful. I'm on fire today. What you got?
You know, I read yesterday that Drew Pomerantz is going on the 10-day disabled list start year, which I didn't know existed until yesterday. And, you know, they traded for this guy last year, and San Diego wasn't forthcoming in the release of his medical information because they've been doing this for the last couple of years, the players.
It's a ruse.
They did this with the Florida deal that they had to deal with Florida for something, and they rescinded the trade. And the Red Sox were given the opportunity to rescind this trade, which I thought they should have done. But they, for some reason, believed that they wouldn't be able to win the American League without Drew Pomerantz.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, that might be one of the dumbest things I ever heard.
Right.
What the hell? Was
ever?
He going to win three games? Yeah. Yes. And I've said a lot of stupid things myself. But was he going to win three games in the postseason by himself? He didn't even have pitched in the postseason. I don't understand what the hell they're doing. I don't understand that. This trade should have been rescinded to begin with. Espinosa was their pitching prospect, who was their best pitching prospect. Should still be playing for them. And I don't understand it.
I think we can accurately say that this was not one of Dombrowski's better moves. In fact, it was probably his worst move.
Pomerantz was 3-5 with the Red Sox, with almost a 5 ERA.
He was below average.
Below average.
To give up what we gave up to get that guy, that was not a good this for that, Mr. Dombrowski.
No. And I'm telling you, pitching Joe in the National League compared to the American League is so much different. So much different.
Yep. If you have a fastball and a curveball, you can get by in the National League and even thrive.
And that's all he's got.
Three pitches,
you don't have anything else.
Right. But he rescinded – he compounded the problem by not at least getting something in return for that medical screw-up, the medical deception by San Diego. The GM got punished. The GM got suspended for a month for doing it. Why didn't the Red Sox follow? Well, I don't understand. Did they want to maintain good relations? No,
I don't understand. They had the opportunity to rescind the trade. You're telling me with all the front office minds they have that Drew Pomerantz was going to win the American League East for you. You already had the Cy Young
return for do something. Yeah. Get some recompense.
You had the Cy Young winner on you. You had David Price. Granted, after that it wasn't much. But you're telling me Pomerantz was going to win you two games in the postseason? Unbelievable.
Please.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry.
At the time, they needed left-handed help. Okay,
right.
They did. Because Price was having was still having a rough time. He hadn't gotten into his groove, I don't think, yet, or maybe he was just getting into it at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think back to the atmosphere around why we acquired Drew Pomerantz.
I don't understand it.
We had Stephen Wright was hurt, right? Remember from sliding in? He was on the DL. Price
Buckholz
was
up and down. And Rodriguez was all messed up.
Right. So there was definite instability. So they needed a left-handed starter, right?
My thinking to myself is that's all they could find was Pomerantz. So.
Yeah, well, he might have been the only available free agent available left-handed arm out there of any decent. He was an all-star. So I could see having some interest in him. But to give up that top prospect and then to realize that he was injured enough for them to pull the wool over his eyes, Dombrowski, he should have been pissed. Rescinded the trade at least. If not, get a draft pick back or something.
Yes.
Or get your prospect back.
Joe, this guy's having stem cell injections, and he's having platelet-rich plasma injections. Yeah. This guy's arm is going to fall off in 2 weeks. What?
Yeah.
Maybe he's transitioning. What? You can't judge him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's transitioning from righty to lefty to righty.
All right, let's transition back to the NFL because I can't take any more of this.
I'll transition wherever you want to go, bro.
Oh, I love this guy. Joe, Chris, you can learn a lot from Grandpa Joe.
Are you hitting on Jeremy? Or
sounds
like it. I'm not complaining.
I want to hug that big bear.
I love this guy. Chris, don't be jealous.
Big bear with the goatee over here.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's Mr.
As long as I get to hug his wife at the same time.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Look out.
All right, get out of here. Chris, let's talk about something else.
Well, all I was going to say was I heard that hugging is one of the fortes of CL, Christian Laettner. So,
Come on.
There it was.
I didn't even say it today, by the way.
I told that story to a new guy at the restaurant I work at part-time, the Christian Laettner story.
Yeah.
Was he jealous?
And he turns to me. It blew his mind. He's like, dude, Christian Laettner is one of my all-time favorite. He's a big college basketball historian. Bets on them, and I guess that's...
Well, do you see the Christian Laettner texted when Kentucky lost? He tweeted out,
what a scumbag.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
No. What did he say? What did he say?
Oh, he said something about justice or something for Kentucky, the lost, or something. I don't know, some crap.
Yeah, whatever, Lee. Go away. Go sleep with my ex-girlfriend again.
Yeah, he's been gone for like 10 years. Please.
Yeah, really?
I'm sorry.
Why everybody
hates
Christian Laettner?
Yeah.
Because he's
Chris, thanks for bringing that out. Yeah.
Nice kids' girlfriends.
Yeah. I would say exceptional, not nice.
He sleeps with exceptional young men's girlfriends.
There you go. With perfect hair.
Oh, my God.
With great hair.
Wow. Okay.
What?
Before we get out of this topic, we're talking about the transgender thing. The girl I told you that I'm sort of seeing that lives in North Carolina, you know how they're the only state that has that North Carolina, that bathroom rule? Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a girl who lives around here, around me. And she clicked on it. I guess she had her Facebook that she saw. And she goes, "Oh my God, is this girl dumb?" And I said, "I don't know. Show me." So I guess this chick's status. I'm not gonna say who she is, but this girl's status is: I just went to the ladies' room and went in after this other lady and saw the toilet seat up. Does that mean it was transgender? Just curious.
That's so weird.
All right.
So I just figured that was funny because there's always going to be those seeds now planted because you can go into whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you live in North Carolina, you can go into whatever bathroom you want. And I just think it's funny that everybody's going to.
If I walked into a women's room, I would be punched in the face.
I'm going to wear a wig and a sundress and saunter into a women's room and whip
out my
tennis.
No, you're not, Jeremy, because
–
why wouldn't I?
You're 10-inch what, Joe?
My 10-inch imagination.
That fantasy statement?
My 10-inch imagination.
Because my thing would be, it blows my mind that you can walk into a bathroom. Okay, I could go into the women's room right now and anywhere in the state of New York because they just made it legal. And
well, I can't do that here, dude. It ain't legal here, man.
Yeah, and I wouldn't get in trouble because all I would have to say is I identify as a woman. And you can't tell me that in my heart and in my soul and in my mind, I'm not a woman. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell them that.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what that was. But anyway.
Oh. I don't know either. So, my ears hurt.
But yes, transitioning. Okay, transitioning. I don't know. I don't quite know what to do with the NFL right now with this concussion thing that they've got going on. But apparently,
that's a disgrace.
The $1 billion NFL concussion settlement. Now remember, guys, this is nearly 6 years in the making. Okay.
Yep.
Is still yet to deliver a penny to former players and their families for brain injuries stemming from football. So this I think is a revealing to the underbelly of the legal system.
I agree.
Think about this: as they finally, this is what the article says, as they close in on being compensated for brain injuries stemming from football, these former players and their families have been facing an onslaught of issues, from attorney retainer fees that could reach as high as 40%. to lawyers poaching clients from competing attorneys, from a slew of opportunists seeking a piece of the lawyers, effectively threatening to sue former players to ensure they get their fees, blah, 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 blah. It says, this case has done nothing but show the lawyers at their worst, said Jason Lukasiewicz, a Pittsburgh attorney who filed a first concussion-related case against the NFL in 2011. This guy represents about 500 former players. He says, it's a feeding frenzy right now. It's dirty out there, and I don't like it. I have to shower twice a day. In 2011, Lukasiewicz and two other lawyers filed the first of what would become hundreds of lawsuits throughout, brought on by, excuse me, not throughout, but brought on by thousands of former players and families, alleging that the NFL had concealed the link between football and brain injuries. The settlement was announced in 2013. However, initial concerns by the judge overseeing the settlement about its adequacy and a series of objections kept the case from being finalized until just a few months ago.
You say accuracy, he says? He's using accuracy? Are you kidding me?
Yep, that's what it says. Now, it says...
Jesus Christ.
Here's what's coming up in the case. Two dozen wives of former players recently sent in a plea to the judge overseeing the case, asking her to address concerns that legal fees will be cutting heavily into the money that was supposed to go to the families. They cited that lawyers are charging exorbitant retainer fees to players and their families, despite the same lawyers being eligible to collect from an $112.5 million fund set aside to pay attorneys who worked on the case. Attorneys also stand to collect an additional 5% surcharge for future work related to the case. So it's kind of like the players, these guys go, hey, these are NFL players. They make a lot of money. Yeah, well, why not bleed them dry, basically?
Wow.
And so
yikes.
Right now it's I mean I can keep going with this story. It's kind of long, but it says here as well. Let me find some.
No,
of the,
I don't understand the, why nobody has been paid yet. That part I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
I thought they settled this thing
like
4 years ago.
It says Mark Stans. Okay, so put it this way. It says Kevin Turner, a former running back who was a class representative in the case and died last year from ALS. Okay.
That's right.
Turner's estate is battling with Stephen Marks of the firm Podhurst Orsek as one of the lead attorneys in the case. Mark stands to collect from the $112.5 million that the NFL has committed to plaintiff's lawyers. But according to the court filings, Mark's separate retainer agreement with Turner would also entitle him 40% of the $5 million of the estate as he is in line to receive.
40%.
Mark stated in his filings that his firm only intended to take 25%. So my thing is, these guys nothing's getting done because the lawyers are bleeding the former players dry, and no one's been paid a dime yet. The only people that are getting paid and making money on this are the lawyers. In the case.
Well, how can that be? How can that be?
That's awful.
So just to break this down for you guys in math forms, he says.
Oh, please.
Now, $112.5 million that was set aside by the league to work on this. He calculated that his firm put in more than 21,000 hours over the past 4 years, amassing $18,124,869.10 in fees alone. Seeger himself billed for 6,955 hours, or the equivalent of 290 full days, at the rate of $985 an hour, or approximately $6,851,561.50 in fees.
Jeez.
The petition for fees asked the judge to assign a multiplier of 2.6 to the fees and expenses, which, if applied, would earn Seeger's firm more than $51 million. How crazy is that?
I don't understand
very.
It. Why are the players' families not being – no, I'm not getting it. Why are the lawyers collecting all this? How is this even legal?
It's a cold world out there, man. I don't know. I mean, I just think it's the lawyers finding a loophole and saying, hey – you know, you want to, you know, you want to.
No wonder
talk about
I can't stand lawyers.
Yeah, it's like you want to, you know, go to work on this case. Sure, pay me this. And they're former players. I mean, I guarantee you, if this were, you know, non-professional athletes, obviously these fees wouldn't be the same. But the fact
right.
that these were professional athletes who are getting paid ridiculous.
Well, these lawyers are spineless pricks.
Anyway.
Then, if they pocketing money off mm. this little bastards.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you, lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. Scumbags. I don't understand how they can be pocketing $50 million off of this and the players haven't seen a goddamn dime. That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand this.
Well,
I thought they settled this action suit like three or four years ago. What the hell's a holdup?
Look at it this way, Jeremy. I know you and your wife are happily married, but look at it this way.
Yes.
If you were getting divorced, okay?
She ain't getting any
the
money.
But the lawyer, whatever lawyer you hired, although, I don't know, knowing you would probably be a public defender.
I wouldn't.
But, hell no.
I'd represent myself. Screw that.
Okay, well, then let's say you
did
hire
call
him,
Saul.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
a great show, by the way. So,
no, it isn't.
But Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
Bob Odenkirk.
If you were to hire a lawyer, okay?
Yeah.
That
he
lawyer
brought up my bill.
Would make his money. He would make his money long before you or your wife ever saw that settlement money. That's just how
no
it
shit.
Happens.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Because a lot of the times these lawyers have to be paid up front before
right.
they
retainers.
Can be,
yep.
you know, yeah. So and plus then they make money off the case for a won case or a lost case or whatever it would be.
I'd give
so,
you know what they can get from my retainer. I'd give them a picture of
what's
me
that?
Sitting on the toilet giving them the middle finger. That's my retainer. They can have that.
I'll take that for free.
All right, Joe. Wow.
I'll blow
Dude.
That up.
You know what I would give
him? 2-foot by 3-foot poster.
Oh, man.
Jeremy, how funny
would
it be? I got to
tell you, I am rock hard right now. I'm sorry.
Yes.
How funny would it be if somebody actually gave them a retainer? Like a mouth retainer.
Like from your mouth, yeah.
That would be really funny. They throw them out of the building. Are you kidding me?
But like, oh yeah, okay, we're gonna need your retainer now. Okay, you
I would do that. I would definitely do that. You know, this is the
me
part
too.
That bothers me. Like, you know, it's what. Listen, if you're a lawyer, okay, one thing I get that you were about the money, but don't you have a conscience and a soul other than having to pocket this money? These families are struggling to survive. You know what I'm saying? Like their husbands and fathers are dead because the NFL. You know. But I got to be honest with you about some of this. Some of this is not the NFL's fault, dude. Okay? The players know what they're taking their chances playing an NFL game. This is what happens when you get hurt. Okay? I understand that they should have fixed the protocols and all that stuff like that. But players, when you play a sport, you take your life in your own hands. So part of me, I think some of this, you know, is not on the NFL. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
LA, yes.
It's not like the NFL is the only sport where you got a goddamn concussion in. I've seen concussions in freaking tennis, soccer, you know, but because of the intensity and of the pressure you're putting on your body for the NFL, I understand it. But I'm so flabbergasted by this.
Can you explain to me? Hold on.
Why you're eating on the air? Because you're an idiot.
Yeah, no, can you explain to me how the hell you get a concussion in tennis?
Listen, tennis is a hard service. You fall on the ground and trip and whack your head. You could do that. I'm telling you. I can bang my head against the wall right now and get a damn concussion. It depends on how you land.
Do it.
I've already done it, believe me. I think we discussed this, but last year I was in my bathtub and I tripped in the shower and I hit my head against my wife's grandmother's metal pipe thing that was there. I didn't think anything of it, and I got to class and I didn't know where the hell I was and I fell over. So that was embarrassing.
Jesus, you falling
yeah.
over?
That would be
I know, right?
Jeremy,
I know. All everybody's got to see my underbelly.
That would be a great thing since we can't force Joe to eat anything, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
How about we say Jeremy gives himself a concussion live on the air. That would be great.
That's absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you, Chris, no wonder we don't get paid for this shit. Oh, that's brilliant. That would be radio gold.
That would be radio gold. Are you kidding? That is viral stuff right there. Oh yeah.
I would pee everywhere.
You would pee everywhere? Is that what you just said?
Yes. Radio, if it's radio gold, I'm gonna piss over everything.
Oh, that is so funny.
Chris, I refuse to take part in this segment on the grounds.
I have no brains. What's that? No, gold, will you stop it?
That's what you said. You said you'd pee everywhere.
Not into people's mouths. Will you grow up?
Doesn't have to go into the mouth. It can go on the chest, wherever it would be.
I'm out. I'm muting myself for the next 5 minutes.
Jeremy, you're not into all that kind of stuff?
No, god damn it. I don't get into that shit. I don't know.
So if your wife
I'm not
told
Christian
you,
Gray, all right?
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Leitner. If your wife
No, I have class.
If your wife wanted you to if she said, "Jeremy, I want to take a poop on your chest," you wouldn't let her do it?
Absolutely not. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. What the hell's wrong with you? Oh my God.
People do that.
Well, you know why? Because people have problems, dude. All right? That's not going to happen. Frankly, the fact that you would bring that up scares the hell out of me, by the way. This is disgusting, man.
I love that. I'll never forget it.
Oh, please. What the hell is wrong with Chris?
The most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. Oh my God.
People do that.
You know why? Because people got problems, Chris. They got problems.
Yeah, it is gross. It is the most disgusting thing in the world.
I'm not even going to dignify this. Would you let it be on you?
Or no?
No! No! What the hell's wrong with you guys? Right. That's disgusting, man.
Now listen, I could go into the waterworks, but anything beyond that. If you start to get into fecal matter, I'm out.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
I'm out at fecal matter.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't even like to take a dump myself. I hate it. It's disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Oh,
God. So you're saying that if your wife...
No.
What's your favorite food?
Your mom.
No, but for real. Like, what's your favorite food?
Oh, I don't really have a favorite. I eat a lot of stuff.
Okay, do you like chicken wings?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if your wife would have put a chicken wing in her ass, would you go eat it?
Absolutely not.
Eat it with your mouth?
Oh, please. Chris, then that's not too long.
What's
wrong with you, man?
That's disgusting, man.
Oh my God, dude.
This is the funniest episode of my life.
Dude, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
But that's worse than the other thing, dude. So if she hits you with, if you loved me, you'd do it. What would you say?
I would go down to the courthouse and get my marriage annulled. That's disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you? Look, first of all, my wife shits like 6 times a day, so that's not going to happen.
Don't you really?
Well, maybe not close to that.
I didn't think girls pooped at all.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. Oh, my God.
Jeremy, I just sent something for you to the group chat. Read the caption on top of it.
Jeremy's wife drops bombs all over the house all day long.
Oh, you bet she does.
Shooting off fucking rockets, shit rockets all over the place.
Oh, Chris, this is sick. Chris, what?
It's a turd stew in that house.
This guy said what?
What happened to this show?
I saw it.
Read what I put up on the Facebook.
I don't know what happened to you guys last night.
You guys need to go back to bed and take a nap. Oh, my God.
This is taking a dramatic turn for the scatological, Chris, first of all,
I want to make a note right now. I don't think there's any way that anybody can get a chicken wing up their ass. So let's cut that shit right now.
Oh, it's possible if you do it horizontally.
Come on.
There's a population in Boston that lives around, I think it's called Bayside.
What is it?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell?
I disagree with you. Hmm? There's a few special clubs in that part of town. I think there's some guys there who would agree with you.
Oh, Joe, why?
Why?
Oh, even Joe.
Well, I can't believe it. There is a reason, guys. There is a reason why I brought this up. And the reason I brought it up was because there was a Texas high school football team. You know how Texas is all about
guns. I heard about this.
I haven't.
Texas is all about guns, church, and Friday night football, okay?
Right.
And
stop it.
Yeah, basically, yeah, sure. So there has been there's a team. I'm not going to say their name on the air because it's a high school and they're minors and all that. Plus, I forgot.
Fine. Get to the point.
But there was a hazing accusation of about maybe 10 or 12 different students who were saying
high school athletes do this. This is bizarre.
That they were held down in the locker room. There was somebody that was standing there as a lookout to make sure the coaches weren't coming or whatever. And as they were held down, they had various objects such as Coca-Cola bottles. I'm trying to pull up the story.
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola
bottles,
lead pipes, baseball bats, all this stuff put in their ass.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they do this?
What's
gay?
Well, yeah,
you guys, that's
yeah,
gay
me,
shit.
Yeah.
Stop doing this gay shit. Why? What's the obsession with 17-year-old boys shoving Coke bottles up their friends' asses? What the hell are they doing?
You know what I was thinking at 17? I was thinking about food. I was thinking about putting a Coke bottle up my ass.
I guess maybe, like, mistreat the freshmen and shit like that. Treat them
like
dirt.
If you
want to
haze them, make them wash your car. Make them, you know, wear your shock on their head. Good Lord.
Why do you want to shove it up someone's ass? I don't want to see someone's ass.
What was it? A full bottle? Did they shit it out? Like, how'd that work?
I just don't get the obsession with wanting to anally rape.
Yes,
young boys.
I'm telling you right now, there ain't anything ever going in this ass. You hear me? I'll just spread this across the world. There is nothing. That's ever going in my ass. You hear me?
It is an exit.
Thank you.
Not an entry.
But yeah, here's the
You're
story.
Damn right.
Nine,
it's a goddamn
nine
exit.
High
That's
school,
it.
Nine high school students in Texas have been charged
nine.
For allegedly sexually assaulting other students. In
well, then they're gay.
Yeah, then there are a bunch of homos.
According to the Daily Mail in San Antonio, nine high school athletes involved in football, baseball, and basketball have been accused of sexually assaulting other boys with foreign objects. Police have not released details of the crime, but a mother of one of them told KABV that her son, as well as a number of other victims, have foreign objects forced into his rectum. Kids were holding them down in the locker room. There was a lookout at the door watching for coaches not to come, the mother said. They hold them down and stick various items up their rectums, including Coke bottles, deodorant bottles, steel pipes, baseball bats, and broomsticks.
What the fuck? Why do they do this? Why? There's so many other ways to haze the new kids without anally raping them.
I don't know.
Why? Dude, whoever is the leader of this anal rape hazing is a sick gay man. That's it. He's a pedophile.
I don't know.
What the fuck? I just think this has been going on since, I know, forever. I get it. And I'll never, ever understand the obsession with wanting to jam shit up your teammates' asses. It's gay, and it's violent, and it's sick, and it's gay.
The mother said she was unaware of what happened until her son told her that he did not want to attend his high school football practice. Lavernia Police Chief Bruce Richley said that the hazing primarily involved the football team at Lavernia High School, but that the basketball and baseball teams were involved too, but to a lesser degree. The allegations came to light when one student went to police to report that he had been sexually assaulted in the bathroom. After the first student's came forward, others then followed.
I'll tell you, if I think, put myself back when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18, playing sports in high school, if any team captain took me aside, whether I was like a senior, junior, an upperclassman, or took me aside and said, hey, this is what we're going to do to these kids. This is what we got. Maybe a couple of the team leader. I would have been like, you guys are fucking weird. You guys are messed up. I'm out. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. And I would have looked at those people weirdly.
But according to a lot of these guys, they tell these kids, well, we all had to do it. We all had to do that to go through this.
Well, then you're all a bunch
of
sickos, and I'm out.
No, I'm saying whether they had to or not, that's what they tell these kids. Hey, we all had to do this.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be part of the brotherhood. You know, we had to, so this is just
you want
to
be part of the
brotherhood,
you'll take a broomstick up your ass. Okay.
Yeah,
fuck
basically,
you.
Yeah.
I would have been like, dude, I mean, if that happened, like, in today, like, or even in the past 15 years, someone's getting a broken nose. Like, if they tell me I'm not part of a group. What?
Now, if it's like you know those Edge shaving cream? Like it was like one of those bottles, too. Now, think of it this way, Joe. If that is, I know you don't have kids that you know of, but if that is your kid, you find out, is it acceptable to hit? Is it acceptable to hit a kid at that point?
Absolutely.
Would you go find the kids?
Oh yeah, I might not hit him because then you get charged with then you're in jail. I may take him out and scare the living shit out of him for his life.
All right, fair enough. Joe, Jeremy, what about you if that was your kid?
Oh, I'd murder that little bastard if it's my kid. Well, I mean, I wouldn't murder him, but...
I know. I'd have him up on charges, and I'd take him out and scare him for the rest of his life. I'd find a way. Don't worry. There's ways.
I don't understand this ritual crap, why this hating stuff. Look,
me
you want to
hate
somebody, fine. But you know, you want to hate somebody, there's a right and a wrong way to do it, for Christ's sake. None of this horse shit. Sticking a freaking rubber tube or a metal pipe up somebody's ass. What does that solve? You
want
to humiliate them like they do in the baseball? Make them wear a goddamn dress, walk around like a girl.
Yeah.
And you can't even do that nowadays.
Make them shave their head and wear a tutu for 3 days. I don't care.
Yeah.
Humiliate them all you want. But don't goddamn sexually harass them. And why do you want to sexually harass them, you sicko?
It's gonna make them quit the goddamn team, man. They're not going to want to play.
What I don't get here is I'm reading this story, and it says various items, including Coke bottles. Okay, sucks, but doesn't sound that bad. Deodorant bottles. Okay, whatever. But then it goes into steel pipes, baseball bats, and broomsticks. I mean, a baseball bat? A Louisville Slugger?
A baseball bat?
A Louisville Slugger.
How is that going to
be? Like the knob at the end?
I'll tell you, they must grow them bigger in Texas because they must have assholes the size of Buicks, dude. Because how the hell are you going to get a baseball bat?
Everybody plays football. Everyone's been through this. Everyone's walking around bow-legged in Texas. Maybe that's what it is.
Let me tell you something. It's got to be this deep south crap.
No, there's a big knob at the end.
I played football, and I never had hazing rituals, for Christ's sake.
Well, I never got hazed. Our teams weren't good enough, maybe.
That's a problem. Your team's good enough, maybe you can do shit like that. But come on. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. First of all, anybody can get a bat up their ass, can I give you some breaking news on Vegas. I'll tell you right now. Be a magician show.
Can I give you some breaking news?
What?
The Cowboys signed a relevant cornerback? No. Our friend Brianna is in a relationship.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that with the guy that she went to the Celtics game with last night, which I saw?
Yes.
That she posted?
Ah,
wow.
It's cyber stalking, huh?
Yeah. Right. So you're going to have to, next time you get on, we're going to have to interrogate her a little bit about it.
We're going to haze this guy and shove a baseball
bat. I see the picture. He looks like that's no good, Brianna, if you're listening. No. He does not.
No, that's not the guy.
That's not the guy.
Oh, come on.
He has bad intentions, Brianna. Keep your distance. Oh, I'm only kidding. He looks like a perfectly fine young dude. I'm just kidding.
Oh, please.
Okay, Joe, I can't tell if you're serious or not, but.
I can't tell either. I'm not sure
so
if I'm
his
serious
fatherly,
or not.
His fatherly affection coming out, even though he's
yes,
not a father that he knows
of. Yes,
I
have to protect
of.
Young Bree.
That's creepy.
You may or may not be a father. I don't know. But
Right. Hey, I don't know either.
Well, gentlemen, if you guys are available, we can do this tomorrow. If not, we'll set up a time, but we will go from there. Big things in the works. I'll let you guys know when I hear it. This was a good show, despite all the poop talk, but anyway.
We had fun.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. I am so not hungry for the next 2 days.
I doubt it.
Well, gentlemen, just every time you look at, like, a nice cup of chili, just think of, like...
I don't eat chili, thank
diarrhea.
Christ.
No? No?
No.
Almost every food item you eat, you can turn into something sick. Just think about it. But anyway, all right. So
I hope your deck
will
go off.
And then the next time you eat a sandwich, next time you go to Subway, just think about the shape. All right, we'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow.
New world order.